And here we are back in the gymnasium proper, ready for the dramatic denouement of PDQ Bach's diminutive magnum opus, The Stoned Guest. This is your host, Milton Host again, and the action will continue here this afternoon as Don Octave, his sister Donna Ribalda, and his increasingly affectionate acquaintance, Carmen Gia, bemoan the fact that they are lost in a strange forest with little chance of rescue. Just when things seem darkest, however, who should arrive on the scene but a large dog? He is, of course, the traditional Saint Bernard with the traditional casque around his traditional neck. And his appearance causes general rejoicing until it is discovered that the brandy cask has already been relieved of its contents. Don Octave's anguished cry, "Now who could have emptied it?" is startlingly answered by a crash of thunder and lightning, which accompanies the entrance of Il Comando Toreador. As the new arrival staggers about the stage, an intimate conversation between Don Octave and Carmen Gia reveals the true identity of the inebriated knight. But just at that moment, Donna Ribalda, no longer able to contain her hatred for her brother's new amour, flings herself upon Carmen Gia and strangles the unfortunate wench. Seeing the lifeless form of his newfound love lying before him, Don Octave draws a dagger and moves menacingly toward his sister as he sings, "For the first time in my life, I'm going to do something right." His attempt at revenge, however, is thwarted when Donna Ribalda steps aside at the last moment, causing our hero to plunge the fickle blade into his own hapless heart. As he lies on the ground, ignominiously dying, Il Comando Toreador suddenly draws a pistol and fires it at an extremely surprised Donna Ribalda, who nevertheless falls over and dies. Finally, surveying the carnage around him, the stoned guest collapses in a drunken stupor and expires. PDQ Bach originally intended to end his opera at this point, but the manager of the Wien am Rhein Volkstheater, Rudolfo Bingo, persuaded the composer that the gay, fun-loving audiences of that town would never accept such an unhappy ending. And so, without any explanation whatsoever, the entire cast suddenly comes to life and sings the gay, fun-loving finale, thereby providing a happy ending for this otherwise miserable opera. Now, let's return to the stage where both our primas donnas are becoming quite red in the face, so it shouldn't be long before we can get on with the plot.
The winner is Carmen Gia at 11 minutes and 23 seconds.
It is nothing.